Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Oh, I know this isn't going to work, but I still want to try.
Okay.
Okay?
And I'm here for you, and I'm going to support you.
It's fine. Like, I'm not going to, it's not going to be some sort of an ego slap if it doesn't work.
Okay.
Then again, there's a piece of this that will 100% work because it's up to us, which is, do we want to simply put this to bed until there is something new on the Jonathan Kuminga front? And I think for the most part here in this back half of the week, we wanted to ask the questions that we asked to Steve, and we did. And if you are just joining us, here's answer number one. When I asked Steve, kind of, how are you taking it that you've achieved this and you're winning and you're in the playoffs, but so many people still just want to talk about Jonathan Kuminga?
You know, mostly I feel for JK because I like him and he's been here 4 years and he's a talented guy. And, you know, sometimes things go in a different direction. And what happened here is, you know, it's pretty obvious. I've talked about it, but Jimmy Butler came in, and when JK was out, we traded for Jimmy and they play the same position and our whole team changed. We became an ISO team with Jimmy, you know, the movement of Steph, ISO with Jimmy, and Jimmy's one of the best players in the league. So it's not as simple as just saying, oh, okay, we'll play them together. It doesn't, the basketball doesn't work that way. The puzzle has to fit. We found, you know, a really good formula when JK was injured, and we got Jimmy. I think we went 18-2 or something right away. So we found lineup combinations that have clicked, and we're winning, and we have to stick with that. And it's brutal for JK. It really is. He's a young player who wants to play, and he's absolutely talented enough to play. And he still may be a part of the equation in this series and you know, the next series after that and after that. So we just have to keep plugging away and keep moving forward, and he's doing a good job of that, but I definitely feel for him.
So there's one more that we want to play, but what I sort of want to propose to everyone is, after listening to what I thought was measured, I thought it was fair, I thought it was descriptive,
logical,
I thought it was clear, like, do you accept these answers? And then Rockets Warriors, whoever's in the jerseys that are on the court, let's do Rockets and Warriors starting this weekend. Do you accept these answers? Here's one more, because I did throw at him at the end. A lot of people are making this what feels like a very sort of intuitive A to B. The Rockets are young and bouncy, and athletic. So the only way to combat that is, well, you need to have some young and bouncy and athletic. And that's Jonathan. So does this series match up better for him to play? And I thought this is where I sort of came to critical mass on the whole thing. Listen to this.
I have to read what we need. I have to read, you know, who's playing well together. And to be very frank, the Jimmy JK combination has not been great. And that's the tricky part here. And, you know, I'm playing Jimmy 40 minutes a night because Jimmy is one of the very best players in the league. And there's a reason we're here and we're in the seventh seed and we're, you know, we won whatever it was, 24 of our last 30 games. And the reason is Jimmy. And so it's my job as a coach to keep the team on a path that I think gives us the best chance to win. And for now, that's why I've been leaning into the lineup so that I have.
Okay. So I actually do not think, and I know a lot of people do, well, he's going to play in this series. Not to start.
Not necessarily.
Not to start. And if he does, it's going to be just for little bits and pieces. And I guess what I'm getting at is when I listened to him talk that whole thing out late yesterday afternoon, I went, agree or disagree, that makes sense. I get what you're saying. I get what you're doing. And I don't really think that there's no fact that exists that doesn't sort of lean in the favor of what they're doing. There are emotions. There are opinions that can lean in the other direction. I don't think there are any facts. He's got them in his favor. I understand what he's doing. You don't have to love it, but do you accept it? I accept
it. Well, you either accept it or you don't, and you just look at what he was describing, and in his subsequent answer, he talked about what combinations might work, and it almost seemed like he was working it through in his own mind, and he talked about a combo of Draymond and Quentin Post and Kuminga and how that might be a trio that could potentially work, but when you think about that trio, you're dealing with about 8 minutes that Jimmy Butler's not going to be playing because Jimmy's playing 40 minutes. And Steve even said that. He's like, I'm going to play Jimmy 40 minutes. And if Jimmy and Kuminga don't do well together, and the analytics would prove that to be true, well, then where is the leash for Jonathan to go in there and play? Because if he and Jimmy don't play well together and Jimmy plays 40 minutes, now you're left with about 8 minutes where Kuminga could possibly play. And then he even said, well, maybe it's Quentin and Draymond and Kuminga. And then you're going to have maybe Stephen Pods or GP2 or whatever, but you're starting to get into a really tight window of where JK could even fit without Jimmy Butler.
When I look at Warrior basketball in the playoffs, here's what I don't buy. I don't buy that you fight fire with fire. I don't buy that. And I think that's
Well, they've never done that.
No, and that's what people are suggesting. You're like, oh, the Rockets are young and bouncy, so this is a Kuminga series. No. No, I'd argue it's even less one, maybe.
Maybe.
Because you know what Jonathan does well? They can do it too, so they can stop it. They're phenomenal on defense. They're big, tall, lanky, bouncy, and young. So Jonathan's going to walk out on the floor, and I know he's played well against Houston. I get it.
Yeah.
Circumstances. Steve even pointed to that. But I don't see this as that. Like, these games are not those games. Those games largely didn't have Steph Curry in them.
Right, right.
So
and they didn't have Jimmy Butler
right,
in them either.
Those games are not these games. So I just don't. I think what the Warriors do so well is that they don't fight fire with fire. How many years have we been going? I even saw Brian Windhorst just do this today. He was doing a thing where I guess he books hotel rooms at the beginning of the year for June, based on the cities that he thinks are sites for the NBA Finals. They asked him about
veteran.
Yeah. One, he asked him about San Francisco, and he said, not then, and still not quite yet. And the first thing and the only thing he said was, they're just too small. And I went, perfect. Right. Where's Leandro Barbosa? Because it's the exact same thing that they said 3 years ago.
Well, they've always been too small.
They've always been too small. And what do? Do they go, we better fight fire with fire. We better get some tall people.
Right.
No.
They make you get small.
Right.
Steve Martin, let's get small.
Let's do what you don't do well, and let's battle you there. I mean, look, you know who's really tall? Zach Edey. So they made him guard Jimmy Butler. How'd it go?
Yeah, not great for Zach. I mean, he was able to get, I think, 11 offensive rebounds on the other end. And unfortunately for Zach, when he gets a rebound, a lot of times he puts the ball down where everyone can swipe at it. Swipe or no swiping. Shout out Dora the Explorer. But
second reference.
That's what Zach Edey was doing. And I'm just looking at the reality of what has happened this year. JK gets hurt, and the Warriors, over the next 17 games, they go 7-10. Then they acquire Jimmy Butler, and JK is still out, but now you have Jimmy, and you go 12-2 over the next 14 games with JK out, Jimmy in. Before that, you had no Jimmy and no JK, obviously, and you struggled. And then when you've had Jimmy and Jonathan Kuminga together, you have still been as good as you were before Jonathan Kuminga even came back. So you've won when you had Jimmy Butler. The one common denominator in the winning is Jimmy Butler. It's not Jonathan Kuminga.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Magic Johnson sent out a tweet today.
Okay.
And said it was a long, lengthy one. I don't want to read it all because his tweets are the funniest, most boring things I've ever seen. But anyway, his point was, ooh, there's going to be a lot of action in that series, and it's going to be interesting because the Rockets have all of this young athleticism, but the Warriors, they've got some veteran know-how. But at the end, I think the Warriors can do well, provided that Jonathan Kuminga is the X factor.
Yeah, boy.
And I was like, oh, Magic doesn't send his own tweets.
Or he doesn't watch ball. It's possible he sends his own tweets.
It's possible. And it's possible that he sends his own tweets.
Well, I don't know how.
It's possible that he doesn't watch ball, but I'm like,
it could be both. Yeah, I don't know how closely. Like, when I read his tweets, I read them maybe in his voice, and so I think that he sends them, but it just sounds to me like he sends them because, you know, it sounds like it's coming right from Irvin Magic Johnson, and it's a guy who's probably not watched a lot of Warrior basketball, and maybe he hasn't watched a lot of Warrior basketball of late, because if Jonathan Kuminga is the X factor, then the Warriors are getting swept because Jonathan Kuminga is probably not going to play that much.
I will be glued to my TV during this year's playoffs, and I'll be at every Lakers versus Timberwolves game watching three of the NBA's most exciting players, LeBron James, Luka Doncic, and Anthony Edwards.
Okay, you're good. I mean, that's an accurate
tweet.
There
you go.
Yep. They'll be there, and they are really good players.
He said, I'm scared for my Lakers because the game's most exciting player, superstar Anthony Edwards, is a matchup problem.
Okay. I mean, these are tweets that I would not imagine that someone on his staff is sending these out.
I feel like
they're straight from Magic himself.
Mm.
And, you know, if you're not watching Warrior basketball, or you're a casual, or you're looking at it from the outside and you've not been paying attention, then yeah, Jonathan Kuminga would be an X factor because he's a really good young player. And if you're not watching what's actually going on, you probably think, yeah, they need Kuminga to play well in order to be able to beat Houston.
He picked the Pacers to win over the Bucks 4-2. And then he tweeted again an hour ago. I changed my mind.
Boy.
I think Giannis Antetokounmpo will put the Milwaukee Bucks on his back and lead them to victory over the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, and the news about Dame makes that prediction, I think, more accurate because Dame Lillard will play coming off of the blood clot situation, and doctors are saying it's a lightweight miracle that he was able to get over this in just 3 weeks.
I mean, we thought he was quote-unquote out for the year. I think this is still the year. So, yeah, this is that's completely shocking. I still don't know how connected the Bucks look, but yeah, anyway, I don't want to go too far down that whole rabbit hole. Look, I know that everybody has had their commentary on this. Their emotions are in it. And that's fine and fair. And I actually, you know, I would not make the same sort of proclamation with you that I did going into the game against the Memphis Grizzlies, where I took the under on 30 seconds. I do think he's probably going to get on the floor at some point in this series. Probably. There are a bunch of different scenarios that could lead to that. But one thing was clear after talking to Steve yesterday, it's not in the plans. It's not the plan. Warrior basketball, that's not the plan. And so I just wonder if people are ready to accept that, because what he's very, very clearly saying is Jimmy Butler plays that position. He's very good. You all accept that. They don't play well together, so I'm going to play Jimmy Butler. And I just don't know how we don't arrive at a spot where that should make sense to everybody. That should make sense. I'm not saying you have to love it. I think...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You have to accept it, though. You have to
accept it.
And they're winning.
Right.
We're here.
Go back to the last time the Warriors were in the playoffs, and I know he was in his second year, and I'm looking at it right here. They played the Lakers, best of seven. Game one, Jonathan Kuminga, DNP. Game two, he played 9 minutes and 43 seconds, and they won by 27. I believe all of that came in the fourth quarter when the game was already decided. Game three, he played 9 minutes and 11 seconds. They lost by 30. That was, again, garbage time. Game four, he did not play. Game five, they won by 15. He got 2.5 minutes. Game six, they lost by 19. He got less than 4 minutes. All of that was non-consequential. We need a body playing time. So I know he's a different player than he was 2 years ago, but it shouldn't surprise us that Jonathan Kuminga is at a spot where he's not going to be in the playoff rotation.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what I have. And this is, you know, look, you're all welcome to call the show all the time. That's what we do here. You're all welcome to think whatever you want and feel whatever you want and express that. And Dibs has his positions and I have my positions. I would like to not go too far deep into this once the playoffs start, unless there is something new that happens. I think that everything that was said yesterday was lengthy. It was definitive. It was clear. This is where we are. And so it shouldn't surprise anybody anymore. And I don't think it's productive, to be quite frank.
Well, it's not even a story anymore. Like, Jonathan Kuminga is back-to-back games where he did not play. They weren't both must wins, but they were treated as such. And the rotation was limited and he didn't play in either game. And then Steve, you just played the sound and we heard the interview again. And Steve was pretty clear with the reasons and the approach. Now, Jonathan might play. He could play, but I don't think that it's very likely. And I look at the Clipper game and going in the matchup, the way the Clippers play, I thought, okay, it makes some sense that Jonathan Kuminga wouldn't play in that game. But then the Memphis game, and that's why I made the bet with you, I thought that that was more of a Kuminga-friendly matchup with the up and down, the frenetic pace, which is what the game was. The game was everything I thought it would be. High scoring, it was an over, it was not close, and then it was close, and then it was not close, and then it was close, and he didn't play in that game either. So if you take a slow game and he's not playing, and then a really fast game and he's not playing, then what are we doing? You know, what's the debate point? Well, there is no debate.
That's what I took from yesterday. It's not matchup dependent. The Warrior basketball, like, you could make your little whatever, like strength in numbers or what have we said? We believe or Warrior basketball. Right now, we're not playing him.
Yeah, it's not a good slogan.
It's not.
It is a tagline.
It's true.
Warriors basketball. Okay, but not JK. Yeah.
It's better than okay.
Thank you.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.